The city has been hoping to reinstate the 2.5% raw fish tax since the annexation was overturned in a court ruling last spring. Rather than appeal that ruling, the city used another means to file the annexation petition, which took a vote of the city council but not a popular election like in 2012. Dillingham's Mayor Alice Ruby offered an update on the annexation process Wednesday.
The Local Boundary Commission notified us that they had accepted our petition as filed. And what that means, you know, for the last couple of months, we've been first filed it. They had some items that they had identified that needed to be addressed, which we did, resubmitted it. Now this is the formal notice that the petition is considered filed.
Last fall, the city council delayed on voting to advance the new petition for several months, with several council members advocating for time to study the feasibility of creating a new borough. That borough would be made of Westside Bristol Bay communities. Mayor Ruby pushed the other way, saying that annexation and borough formation can move forward at the same time. With those delays, Ruby says the city may not resume collecting a fish tax for another two seasons.
Our original objective was to try to get this submitted and accepted by the LBC in time to present this for the January 2016 legislative session. We were delayed on the city, you know, approving it to be submitted to the LBC, so it is possible that this won't go to the legislature until the 2017 legislative session.
How valuable the fish tax is to the city depends on the size of the harvest and the seasonal price, though modest estimates are in the $250,000 to $500,000 range annually. Ruby, who has long supported the idea of collecting the fish tax, says that the need for the tax to help fund current city services is felt more during these years of smaller state funding.
Probably the best I can say is we're not looking to try to expand stuff necessarily with those fish tax dollars, but trying to preserve what we have. And a lot of that had to do with harbor operations and police, public safety, landfill, and obviously school. But all of those things are probably going to see more severe cuts down the road as, you know, revenue declines. And so, you know, the city was trying to be proactive and generate another source of income so that we wouldn't suffer quite so much every time there's a downturn at the state.
Now that the LBC has accepted the petition, a public process and comment period has been opened through October 1st. KDLG will have a link to further details for that at our website. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.